This week we read Parshat Va'etchanan for Shabbat Nachamu. I'm Rabbi Michal Springer, the director of the Center for Pastoral Education at JTS, and this week's Dvar Torah is called Holding Fast. This week we emerge from the destruction of Tisha B'Av, the fast day that commemorates the destruction of the temples, and receive the gift of Shabbat Nachamu, the Shabbat of our being comforted. Nachamu, nachamu, ami, yomar Eloichem. Comfort, O comfort, my people, says your God. What is comfort? One way of understanding the essence of comfort is by engaging with Moshe Rabbeinu, our teacher Moses, in this week's Parsha. All of Torah is shaped by the knowledge of where the story ends, not with the people of Israel entering the land, but with them situated on the other side of the Jordan. They will enter the land in the book of Joshua, but that is not part of the Torah. The Torah ends with the not yet, with the longing, with an experience of incompletion. There are profound theological implications to this ending. We don't focus on triumph, on everything being right. We make space for brokenness. And perhaps the story of Yetziat Mitzrayim, being redeemed from Egypt, is told in this way to keep us connected to the personal story of Moshe Rabbeinu. It is Moshe Rabbeinu who is most acutely affected by not being able to enter the land. In this week's parasha, we encounter Moshe's anguish in a powerful way. The parasha begins with his plea, Va'etchanan el Adonai be'et hahi lemor. I pleaded with the Lord at that time, saying, O Lord God, you who let your servant see the first works of your greatness and your mighty hand, you whose powerful deeds no God in heaven or on earth can equal, let me, I pray, cross over and see the good land on the other side of the Jordan, that good hill country, and the Lebanon. Moses pleaded with God, Va'etchanan. What's the meaning of Va'etchanan? Midrash Tanchuma acknowledges that prayer is called by many names and asks why Moshe prayed in the language of Tachanunim, consolation or comfort. This is because God doesn't owe God's creatures anything. Rather, I give it to them as a free gift. We learn this from Exodus 33 when Moshe pleads to see God's presence. God responds by saying, I will offer grace when I offer grace, and have compassion when I have compassion. The word for pleading, etchanan, and the word for consolation, tachanunim, and the word for grace, chen, share root letters, helping us to understand that the choice of verb conveys that Moshe is hoping his pleading will evoke God's grace, and that will be the source of Moshe's comfort. Moshe uses the word, v'etchanan, to say, ten li chinam, please give me a free gift. Moshe has a strong idea about what that gift needs to be. Being allowed to go into the land. But God tells Moshe not to speak of this again. And I quote, But the Lord was wrathful with me on your account and would not listen to me. The Lord said to me, Rav lach, enough. Never speak to me of this again. The Bechor Shor, the French rabbi, Joseph ben Isaac, understands God's admonition as follows. I've done enough miracles for you. Leave space for others to feel that they have been distinguished by me, because there won't be an end to what you want me to do for you. After you enter the land, you will then ask to see the temple. This is a reverse Dayenu, the song that proclaims it would have been enough that we sing at the Passover Seder. Here God warns there will never be enough. The only way for there to be enough is if you see that this, even in it not being enough, is enough. God is instructing Moshe to see the abundance. God is helping Moshe to cultivate a sense of gratitude in the face of brokenness. The comfort comes in seeing the gifts that exist even in the brokenness. The chen, the grace, the free gift, does not depend on reaching the land. It is already possessed by you. When God tells Moshe that he can see the land from where he is, God teaches him that the gift, the abundance, doesn't need to look like what he thought and hoped it would look like. If we can find a way to cultivate gratitude and to find ways to affirm Rav Lach, enough, then we can experience the chen, grace, in our lives. And this is where we can find comfort. In this week's Haftarah, the prophetic reading, we find another layer of teaching about comfort in the words of the prophet Isaiah. A voice rings out, "Proclaim." Another asks, "What shall I proclaim?" All flesh is grass, all its goodness like flowers of the field. Grass withers, flowers fade, when the breath of the Lord blows on them. Indeed, man is but grass. Grass withers, flowers fade, but the word of our God is always fulfilled. These words are offered as comfort. So the question is, what is comforting about them? For me, it's the honest acknowledgement of the fragility of life, along with the faith that God's word and God's self is eternal. There's an invitation to depend on the largeness and permanence of the divine to help us experience the abundance. Each individual life withers and fades, but we are all held in the divine abundance, which endures forever. A verse in our parsha captures this beautifully. Ve'atem hadvekim baranai lo'echem, chayim kulchem hayom. While you, who held fast to the Lord your God, are all alive today. I love the image of holding fast to God. There's an urgency here, and the promise that life, abundant life, is tied not to achievement, to reaching the land, but to being in relationship with that which is eternal. We say this verse each time we are about to read from the Sefer Torah, the Torah scroll, in community. As a community, we can help one another to hold fast. Coming together as a community for the sake of holding fast fosters deep possibilities for comfort. Shabbat Shalom.